Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. And not to forget, the riotous Russell Brand podcast, exclusively on Audioboom. By the way, the Audioboom mobile app is really terrific for listening or for creating audio. On the creative side, the app makes it so easy, and one of the best features is that you can record from anywhere when you're out and about, and then even trim and edit the recording before uploading it. That's really useful and easy to do. And if you're a listener mainly, the Audioboom daily download feature is wonderful. It automatically adds your favorite programs to your phone every morning, so they're ready to play when you're ready to go, even if you don't have a data signal. Well, a podcast won a Peabody. And you can probably guess which podcast got the Peabody Award for Excellence in Storytelling. If you don't already know, it's Serial, the breakout hit of 2014, which was downloaded 5 million times through iTunes faster than any other program ever. That's what made it famous. And which has been heard 80 million times overall. Serial is widely credited with reinvigorating the podcast genre, bringing new listeners to podcasting, and galvanizing the streaming industry around on-demand talk programs. Still doesn't ring a bell? Well, Serial is a long-form investigative journalism program, and the entire first season, yes, it is produced in seasons, unlike most podcasts, dug into a questionable murder conviction several years ago. The show is produced by This American Life, a U.S. public radio show, and Serial has enjoyed massive promotion on the radio. The producers are planning a second season. The Apple Watch arrives today, Friday, April 24th. Of course, there have been several other smartwatches, but this is Apple, whose brand clout makes this product a very big deal. What does it mean for streaming audio? Well, here's what you can listen to as controlled by the Apple Watch right out of the gate. We reported before that Pandora would be a launch app, and it is. Also, iHeartRadio announced just this morning that it, too, will be available through the Apple Watch. Shazam is another launch app, unsurprising given the company's close affiliation with Apple and that it previously announced plans to enter the wearables market. The Shazam app boasts some interesting new features for the watch. Auto Shazam is an option for continual music discovery and identification, where you just have to look down on your wrist to see what you're hearing. Finally, TuneIn joined the launch party. The watch version of the TuneIn app will have the usual music controls, play, pause, and skip. On the now playing screen, it will also have a special feature for easy navigation between stations. iHeartMedia, the biggest radio group in the U.S., is launching a slate of new podcasts. Three of them are entirely original productions. Skybound Rundown is one of them, and that's about indie gaming. Another is called Who is Marty Hirsch? That's promoted as a mockumentary inspired by the famous Christopher Guest movie This is Spinal Tap, and it builds the history of a legendary and fictional music icon. iHeart is also partnering with another entertainment group to create and launch 5 new audio programs and 4 new video programs. One of the audio podcasts, called Get Mic'd, is a talent search for a new iHeartMedia DJ from among social media stars. Another one is called Science of Success, which examines what factors contribute to making a hit, whether in music or in some other field. And there are several more. Interestingly, iHeartMedia announced these new shows in an advertiser event called Soundfront. That was modeled after the upfronts of TV networks, which preview new television shows for advertisers. Newly relaunched Jay-Z-owned Tidal is continuing its efforts to get more musicians on board with its premium streaming service. The latest plan is for a new feature called Discovery that bypasses the third-party distribution model for independent artists. That means that these musicians will be able to directly upload their tracks to Tidal. That is unusual. Discovery will offer an artist dashboard that shares data directly with the performer. Tidal is also promoting its choice to pay all record labels the same licensing rate, whereas many others pay less to indie labels than to the majors. Tidal has been releasing news at a ferocious pace over the last 2 weeks, following its celebrity-infused launch party, which received lukewarm reviews at best. This discovery feature is perhaps the only real differentiator that we've yet seen in the new music service. In other Tidal news, the CEO left. That was Andy Chen. And some number of employees were also fired or laid off. It could be as many as 25 people affected by the cost-cutting, but Tidal said it was fewer than that. Norway is planning to shut off its FM broadcasts in 2017. Now, that does not mean it's turning off radio. The plan is to turn off analog radio, FM radio, and switch over to digital radio. The digital radio system in Norway, as in several other European countries, is called DAB, with an enhanced version called DAB+. They are both similar, but not identical, to HD radio in the U.S. Many European countries are heading toward the big switchover from a mixture of FM and DAB to all DAB. Norway is the first country to schedule the mandatory switch, and if it goes as planned, it'll be a historic end of FM in an entire nation. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.